is 8:36, and joining me here in the studio is Amanda Kreschke from Eureka Main Street. And we've got Taste of Main Street, of course, coming up tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Yes, indeed. Tasty. How many years has this been going on now?
This is the 27th.
27th?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's kind of amazing.
Yes, it is.
I hadn't realized it was that long. So this is, for those who are been living under a rock for the past 27 years, this is essentially lots of different restaurants had put out little tastes all over Old Town and Downtown Eureka, and these little tastes add up to a lot of all kinds of delicious food.
Yes, they do. Anything you can think of is pretty much on this menu this year.
Right. There's savory tastes, there are sweet tastes, all kinds of good stuff.
Yes. It's full of food. There's 22 participating restaurants and local food producers participating this year.
22. That is good. Now, I've got to say, I've been doing this for a very long time. I do it every year. I only missed one because I had a conflict. But I've never been able to complete the whole thing. Either I get too full or I run into friends. It's very hard.
Both are hazards of the event.
Yes.
It is very difficult to eat everything. I've only done it by cheating. but usually I have to bow out. So you really need to get your ticket books in advance so you can plan out your route.
Absolutely. Where does one get those?
So ticket books are available at select Ramon's locations in Wildberries Marketplace in Arcata, on Harrison Avenue in Eureka, also on E Street in Old Town, the Eureka Visitor Center, North Coast Co-op in Eureka, Moore's Sleep World in Fortuna, at the Eureka Main Street office, and also at northcoasttickets.com.
It's a lot of places.
It is. We like to be accessible to everybody.
That's right. So essentially, the way it works is you get a ticket book, and you walk all over Old Town and Downtown Eureka. There's also shuttles to help you get places that are a little more far-flung.
Yeah, there's not as many far-flung ones this year, so it is much easier to walk this year. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And are there shuttles still?
Yes.
Okay, good. Didn't want to give any false information there. So, and essentially you walk around and you give them the tear off the little ticket and you get your taste and you go yum and then you walk on.
Yeah, each ticket has where the location is and what is being offered at that location. So it's really good for the planning, and it all corresponds with the map that is provided. So, you know, if you don't like sushi, say, then you don't.
I love sushi. I
most people do.
Yeah.
All the right people do. Then you can skip that one. You know, you can.
Who's got the sushi? Is it Kyoto?
Yes, Kyoto.
They're always great.
You can't go wrong there at all.
Yeah, that's usually one of my first stops.
Yeah, or if you love chocolate, then you're going to want to hit all those chocolate places. We've got a few of those. We got Old Town Coffee and Chocolates, which they have the best chocolate cake I have ever had in my life. And Kenny's Chocolates, it used to be Humboldt Chocolates. He's participating this year, and you know, there's good stuff everywhere.
So, can we go over some of the highlights of some of the other places that are going to be participating?
Yeah. So what's good is we have some new places participating this year. We have Delish on Fifth. They just opened,
which I'd not heard of before.
Yeah, they just opened a couple months ago. They're on the corner of Fifth and F Street, where Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe used to be, and they have really good deli items, and it's actually a kitchen store as well.
Wow.
So they're participating. Old Growth Cellars will be pouring at Scrub. They're at 5th and G. And
is that wine?
That is wine. Mm-hmm. And Cypress Grove is coming back and will be there as well.
Always good. They're paired together?
They are.
Awesome.
Yeah. And College Ball Cake Balls and Treats will be there, too. So you can get a wide variety in one stop there.
That's all in one spot?
Yeah, that's in one spot. They have three because it's an event venue. Mm-hmm. So they have the extra space to host a couple of friends. We also have the Grind Cafe. They're up on, their location is up across from the courthouse, but they're actually going to be serving at Sequoia in on F Street.
Okay.
Right next door to Old Town Coffee and Chocolates. And Seamus T. Bones will actually be coming down.
Ah, wow.
And they're going to be serving at Just My Type Letterpress on 3rd Street. And the Madrone Pizza, Madrone Brick Fire Pizza and Tap House is also participating. They're right there by Clark Plaza.
Are they doing pizza or beer or both?
They're doing pizza.
Pizza.
Samples.
Excellent.
Not a whole slice, because that's...
Can't do that.
That's too much. Yeah,
that's
so...
That's too much. It really is. You're going, this is... I could do this easily, because it's just little bites. But I'm telling you, it adds up.
It adds up fast. And then there's all the old favorites, too. There's Gallagher's with their prawns and cocktail sauce. And we have Vista Del Mar and Jack's Seafood.
What's Vista Del Mar doing?
They're doing something tasty. Crispy vegan taco or firecracker fish taco.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
They have really good food over there.
I remember when it was the Barfly, they did the deep fried Oreos.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die. That was so good.
I
couldn't believe it.
I know. See, it's a great way to get out and taste things that you wouldn't maybe normally have.
Right.
And, you know, introduce you to restaurants that you don't know either. So it's really a fun event.
It really is. It's and of course, this is a big fundraiser for Eureka Main Street.
It is. It is a fundraiser for Eureka Main Street, which allows us to do other events throughout the year that the community enjoys, like 4th of July Festival and summer concert series and, you know, a number of different things. So it's a great way to support our organization and provide fun for you throughout the year.
Absolutely. You guys do a lot of wonderful things for Eureka, and we really all appreciate that.
Thank you.
This is a very fun and delicious event. So get those ticket books in advance. If you are a last-minute person, you just have to wait to the last minute, what do people do?
I would go to those ticket outlets that I mentioned earlier. They are still available there as of yesterday, and I do have more at the office if they do run out. So I would contact those places. You can always give us a call at 442-9054, and we could reserve some tickets for you. They are only $25 for 22 restaurants, so it's a great deal, and it supports great activities throughout the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I describe it to people who have never tried it before. It's like, you know, it's like when you go shopping at Costco and you've got all those little tastes, and that's that's one of the reasons generally when Amy says you want to go to Costco, I usually say yes to accompany her, and that's what I do. And she gets kind of mad at me for that one, but this is what it's all about, and you get to try all kinds of wonderful things. And as you were mentioning, you can try some restaurants samplings that you've. Places you've never been before. Kind of open your eyes to some new stuff.
Yeah, and as we said before, it's going to be a beautiful night. So, I mean, what else could we ask for?
Yeah, it's going to be, tomorrow's going to be a warm day. It's going to be like 70 tomorrow. And so, like, it all starts at 5, right?
Yeah, it's 5 to 8.
5 to 8. And so that'll be perfect. It'll just be cooling down. It'll be a really great time to be out and about.
Really good. And then the kickoff dance for Redwood Coast Music Festivals also happens tomorrow night at the Adorney Center, and that's from 7:30 to 10. And that is with the Hot Baked Goods with Clint Baker.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can go dance off some of those extra calories you just consumed.
There you go.
If you can roll yourself over there.
I always tell people that there's no calories in this because you're walking the entire time.
Ooh, that's true.
Right?
It might be negative calories.
It might be negative. It's not. But you can tell yourself that. Amanda, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking forward to tomorrow night.